The Warriors on a two-game road trip to close out the regular season, and starting with a Tuesday night matchup against the Pelicans in New Orleans, as DeMarcus Cousins fueling the Warriors' attack and helping lead the way with a team-high 21 points and 12 rebounds on the night. And with a variety of Warriors not in action or playing limited minutes, nice contributions coming from several guys as Damian Lee delivered 20 points with 4 3-pointers. Quinn Cook had a pair of trays on the way to 19 points. Alphonso McKinney adding 10 points and 7 boards to the mix. Jacob Evans making his first career start, finishing with 11 points and 5 rebounds, as Jordan Bell, tremendous energy, high-flying for 10 points and 6 boards as the Warriors take down the Pelicans, 112-103 the final.
The best 6 years in NBA history with win number 57 tonight, and one game left in Memphis before the playoffs get rolling. The Warriors win it 112-103. A bench high scoring total for the season.
So, Jim, kind of a nice night for some of the Warriors who don't get a lot of playing time. And I'm really happy for Jacob Evans. He was my post-game guest a moment ago. And talking with him, getting some career highs and having some success on the floor. You've been a player in the league, and you know what that's like. How important do you think was this game for Jacob Evans?
Tim, I think it's... First of all, I thought it was a great game after the first quarter. Both teams couldn't shoot the ball the first quarter. But I loved what this game turned into by both teams, by the way. I love seeing new players and Kendrick Williams and Christian Wood and Okafor finally, you know, the third pick overall. You have all those expectations. He had a heck of a game that he really enjoyed playing against Cousins. But those young players, Jacob Evans, for the first time that I've seen, he looked composed. He looked like he belonged. He was not reticent to shoot the ball. He was active, blocking shots, taking a shot when it was available. In the past, we've seen him reticent to shoot, kind of watching from aloof, waiting for other things to happen. I just loved what he brought tonight at both ends of the floor, and it's very encouraging to me. And to answer your question, He looks at that and he'll think about this tonight, and he's going to say, you know what? I can play in the NBA. And that's what the transformation becomes. He's had a tough year. You know, all those nights down in the G League and not many minutes up here. And he gets a starting slot tonight, which I thought was smart of Steve Kerr. Put him out there, let him start, do what he does, and also then you have the ability to bring Quinn Cook, who's just been hotter than a pistol over the last 6 or 8 games, off the bench. And of course he comes through again with 19 tonight. And Damian Lee, 20 points. Another guy that plays better at this level than he does in the G League.
Yeah, he does. It's really amazing. He's got a very nice shot, and I think he's got a bright NBA future because of that. And, you know, 20.7 rebounds, can't sneeze at that at all.
Not at all. I just like the way they played. First of all, okay, they had a shortened bench tonight because so many players were out. You know, Thompson's not there, Durant's not there, Bogut is not there, and it goes on and on. And then Stephen Curry tonight gets very, very limited minutes. He didn't even play 10 minutes tonight. And the bench comes in. After that, we're talking about Lee and Looney, Livingston, Cook, Jarebko, Bell, Derrickson. They have 65 points from those guys. So, I mean, this was a fun game to broadcast him.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think... It's interesting to look at, because I think for a lot of these guys, you know, especially for Evans, McKinney, Cook, Bell, you don't know what's going to happen in the next, you know, few weeks, and there might be that game. Somebody yeah. gets sick, somebody rolls an ankle, somebody gets into foul trouble or gets tossed out of a game.
Right.
And, you know, any bit of confidence that they can bring to the floor in a playoff situation is going to be huge.
Tim, you know, let's look at Quinn Cook for a minute, because that's a perfect example. He's been playing so well off the bench over the last few games. I had it down somewhere how many points he had scored in the last 5 games in double figures. He's just been terrific. He's been consistent. And, you know, he had 10 points against the Clippers.
Right.
Before that, 14 Cleveland, 18 at the Lakers. Only 4 against Denver, limited minutes there. 21 Charlotte. And so here's what I've noticed about him through the year. Earlier in the year, he'd take a shot when he's open and the ball comes to him. He didn't create it. Now he is creating his shot. He's using a pick and roll. He's going to the basket like I've never seen him finish inside. We saw it again tonight. Made one incredible shot late in that fourth quarter. I don't know how the heck he made it. In fact, I called him Quinn Tim Hardaway Cook on the play because he looked like Tim going through there, crossing over, and then putting it high off the board over two players. So what happens is when they're playing like this and then you need you need production from everybody. So then all of a sudden you see who doesn't usually create a shot? McKinney. So he starts creating a few shots out there. Jacob Evans had to create his shot and take advantage in an open court situation off of a fast break. Damian Lee, he's more of a catch and shoot player too. All these guys, you know, otherwise if they were seasoned ball players and if they were all into shape and as good as they're going to be, they'd be up here already. And so they're growing. They're growing into it and expanding their games.
Jim, a couple of things before I let you go. First of all, just a end of a weird year in Los Angeles. Right before the game tonight, as the Los Angeles Lakers are hosting Portland, their final game of the year, and Magic Johnson steps down as team president.
Yeah, and I was very surprised at that.
Apparently he didn't tell the team he was going to do that.
I know. I don't understand it. I don't think anybody asked him to. He said he was more comfortable being, not being the president, and so he was more free to speak. And also before the game, and you and I just briefly mentioned it, Chris Mullin, one of the greatest Warriors of all, steps down from his post as head coach at St. John's.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope the best for Mullin. I know that he suffered a personal loss to his family. One of his brothers passed away, and hopefully that he has the time to reflect and to get everything going. But I think with Chris Mullin, I think you know he's going to come up on the right side. He's going to be on the good side of things. He always ends up in a good spot.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't see him getting another college coaching job right now. Maybe he doesn't want one. If he returns as a coach, I see him maybe coming back somewhere as an assistant coach in the NBA, but I'm not sure he wants to go do all that traveling again.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder. You know, but certainly you could definitely bring him on board somewhere at some NBA team as a developmental coach or someone like that. So, Jim, final thought from you tonight. The playoffs are looming. One team got eliminated tonight. Miami eliminated tonight with Detroit winning.
Detroit, they beat Memphis, our opponent, tomorrow night.
Right. And so with Detroit winning and Charlotte winning, Charlotte's still alive for another night.
Yeah,
they have to win. And Detroit has to lose to the Knicks.
And then they would be tied, correct?
Yes, and then Charlotte wins the tiebreaker.
That's right. Okay, yeah. I'm up on that, so, that one in their east.
But Dwayne Wade's career is over now.
Yes, it is, and quite an illustrious career on and off the court, I might say, about Dwayne Wade, because he does a lot of things out in the community. I love the story about a woman with kids loses her house in a fire, and he builds her another one.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know her, and he goes and builds her another house and presents it to her.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's one thing about the NBA, and DeMarcus Cousins has done this too so many times in Sacramento. Paying for someone's funeral or helping out a family in need. One thing about the NBA is there's a lot of great stories out there that don't get a lot of pub. These guys, and they realize how fortunate they are, and they pay it back in a big, big way.
Well, in all candor, Tim, a lot of these guys came from the same type of situations. They didn't all come from families who had parents as professionals in the executive world, right?
Right.
And so they understand that, and they have empathy, and they do give back to their own communities and people in communities that struggle. And they do it to communities as a general thing and also to individuals in those communities. And it's not that story is tried to be told by the NBA. They do a really good job of it, but it needs to be told by people like you and me as well.
Jim, we'll see you on the plane to Memphis and on to Game 82.
All right, Tim, I've enjoyed it and looking forward to tomorrow night.
And again, Wednesday night in Memphis, it's the regular season finale with the Warriors facing the Grizzlies. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.